All right, John chapter number 15, John chapter number 15, and we look forward once again to see what the Bible says about a healthy church. And I don't just want to belong to church, I want to belong to a spiritually healthy church. I don't want to just pastor a church, I want to pastor a spiritually healthy church. And I trust that it's important to you that we have a healthy church. Now, if we're going to have a healthy church, we're not going to have it by doing what the world says a church ought to be. Maybe we should just stick with what the founder said. And of course, we are doing that. We want to do that. And so you, as a member of this church, the way that you help your church have a healthy church is you make sure that you are spiritually healthy. And we're going to look at this aspect once again from John 15. I'm going to read the first 8 verses. You follow along with me. John 15, look at me, verse number 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. There's a lot in what the Lord is saying here, but I want to look at this tonight. In this respect, a healthy church is a fruitful church. A healthy church is a fruitful church. Now, we would not call a fruit tree healthy if it never produced fruit. We would say there's something wrong with that tree. Well, there's an apple tree, but it's never produced an apple. It may be an apple tree by its DNA, if you will, but it is healthy because it produces fruit. The same is true for God's church. God intended for us not just to assemble together, although he did intend for us to assemble together. We are to have fruit. Now, the church building doesn't produce fruit. So it's up to us to produce fruit. And so a healthy church is a fruitful church. Let's ask the Lord to help us. Father, we come to you once again tonight, thankful for your word, thankful for the opportunity to hear it preached and taught. And Father, may you help us as we apply these truths to our heart tonight. May we make sure that our church is a healthy church. May we be conscious about bearing fruit for you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we see in our text, a healthy church is one that abides deeply in Christ. It's important as we read about abiding in me, verse number 4. It's a one that abides deeply in Christ. It also allows the Father to prune it. That is seen in this text as well, that when it bears fruit, he prunes it so that it can bear more fruit. He doesn't prune it because he's mad at the tree. He doesn't prune it because he's upset with it. He prunes it because it bears fruit so that it can bear more fruit. And then if it's a healthy church, it bears fruit that remains. And it is going to remain and serve the Lord and produce more fruit. Now, we want to understand that there is a standard by which the church must abide by, and we can call this the vineyard standard. We have to be connected, abiding by the one who will make us healthy. See, the Lord does not measure church health the way we measure church health. It does not measure church health by how many people attend, although I want as many people to attend as we can possibly get to attend. But it doesn't measure church health by how many programs we run. There could be a church that runs 100 programs, but doesn't mean it's healthy. There could be a church that runs 2 programs, doesn't mean it's healthy, or it could be healthy. That's not how God measures church health. He doesn't measure it by how big the budget is. Now, I might measure it that way, but he does not measure it by how big the budget is. That's not a concern to him, or how full the calendar feels. Sometimes we as a church say it feels too full, or it's not enough, or we need more, we need less. That's not how God measures church health. So you say, Pastor, if he doesn't measure it that way, how does he measure it? He measures it, the health of a church, by fruit. Is it producing fruit? Every church, whether we would say large or small, a city church, a rural church, is it producing fruit? Now, a bigger tree may produce more fruit, but a small tree can still produce fruit. That's how God measures it. See, God tells us as believers how to be healthy. He tells us as a church how to have a healthy church. It's not really complicated, although we make it complicated. It's not corporate. It's not mechanical. It really is organic. Healthy churches grow because there's fruit, yes, but what does that fruit come from? The people abide. Unhealthy churches wither because the people disconnect from the vine. If you want to be a healthy Christian, you have to stay connected to the vine. Now, I think you should be loyal to your church. I think you should be plugged into your church. But you ought to be plugged into the Lord Jesus Christ and abide in Him. One of the purposes of the church is to help you do that in a more effective way. But as the church, we must, as the trends come and go, we stay connected to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know who's never gone out of mainstream, who's never expired, is the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, he may not be mainstream as far as culture, but you know, he's still the central figure. He's still the most important one. He's still the cornerstone. He's still the founder of the church. And how we grow and stay healthy is we stay connected to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to get a little ahead of myself. You can be busy in the church and you can be unhealthy as a Christian. Because you're plugged into the church, but you're not plugged into the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me just say, the more plugged in you are to Christ, the more effective you'll be serving in your church. But see, and I talked to the staff about this today. Being busy doesn't make you a good Christian. Producing is what you ought to be doing. There ought to be some fruit. If you are really in tune with the Spirit of God, the Bible talks about the fruit of the Spirit. There should be evidence of that. And we're not as hard to figure out as we think we are. Oh, Pastor, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. Well, you know, bitterness and anger are not fruits of the Spirit. So how are you getting that? We have to stay connected to the vine. Now, that's why it's important to be in church, because you're going to hear the Bible taught. You're going to be around other Christians. You're going to be in more of a spiritual atmosphere, at least if you go to the right kind of church, you will be. So you're better off in that respect, but we ought to stay connected to the vine. Now, I've got just a few things, about seven, to give you tonight. Number one, let me scroll back up to it. It's like six pages long. Okay, there it is. Number one, a healthy church recognizes Christ as the source. He says in verse number one, I am the true vine. Now, a convention's not the vine. A board's not the vine. The pastor's not the vine. And if I'm not the vine, you're not the vine. He says he is the vine. Everything begins with Christ. It does not begin with our talent. It doesn't begin with our plans, our organization. I believe you ought to be organized, but it doesn't begin with that. It doesn't begin with our ideas. It begins with the Lord Jesus Christ. So let me just help some of you. You may say, I don't have the talent. Somebody else says, and I say to you, talent's not that big of a deal. If you have talent, it's a big deal that God trusted you with it to steward it for Him. But if he didn't give you talent somebody else gave you, I mean, you don't have to steward something you don't have. But can I say, you can still be fruitful? Because fruit comes from being connected to the vine. It's not you. I just got all this fruit inside of me. No, you don't. It comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. See, the vine is the source of every blessing. Now, we will, the choir practices, the music practices, pastor prepares. The ushers know where they're supposed to be. The nursery workers are scheduled. We have everything that we need in place. But if we have all of that and we don't have the vine, we just got a well-organized meeting. We have to have him. He's the source of every blessing. I remind those who participate in the music, when you are a blessing, it's not you. It's Christ working in you and through you. Because, I mean, we've all seen productions, haven't we? We've all seen they're just going through the motions. And so if the words you're singing about him mean nothing to you, if it's about you, we know. We know. But we get blessed when we see, oh man, look, it is about him. Every prayer, every answered prayer, every conversion, every work of the Spirit, every ounce of strength, every victory over sin, and every spiritual fruit is a source of the blessing. That's why I'm excited to start this 12 Stones Addiction and Recovery. Because, you know, people can get victory. How are you going to do that? Do you have a doctor to give you clinical answers? No, we're going to plug them into Jesus. And many of you have registered, and some of you ought to come and say, well, I want to be more disciplined in my habits. How are we going to do that? We're going to get closer to Jesus. You know, If we would do that, never mind. I'm not going to say it. A church is only as strong as its connection to Christ. You know, there's so many things I could say about this. I like having hymn books for a lot of reasons. I like having hymn books because it makes you participate. Instead of gazing. I like having hymn books because it helps some of you read. I like having hymn books because in those hymns because of the message. Because it keeps us connected to Christ. The message. It's about him. It's only as strong as his connection to Christ. See, a healthy church magnifies Christ above personality. Well, my best friend. What about Jesus? Well, this is the way we've always done it. What about Jesus? Tradition. I'm for tradition. You know, but we put tradition above Jesus. And in Baptist churches, independent Baptist churches, there are many that have traditions of man above what Christ says ought to go on in the church. And then we wonder why we're not producing fruit. It's because we have to be plugged into the vine. Opinions, of course, we all have them. None of them are worth anything. See, the vine is not the pastor. It's not the staff. It's not even our church history. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. So a healthy church recognizes Christ as the source. Number two, a healthy church submits to the Father's pruning. We see that in verse number 2. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Now this is, we let Scripture speak to us, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. You know, it's amazing. See, fruitful churches face pruning. Fruitful Christians face pruning. So I started serving the Lord, and he started give blessing me and laying blessings to my account and producing fruit. I invited somebody, they came, this person got saved, or whatever the situation may be, and it's like now all of a sudden I'm going through a hard time. Well, one, the adversary is going to fight you, but two, God's going to prune you. When you produce fruit, he's going to purge you, he's going to prune you. Why? So that you can produce more fruit. You know, it's like when you learn that when a tree produces fruit, to prune it, you have to cut back some branches, which seems to go against logic, but so that it can grow stronger, grow more. The same principle is true with the Christian. Sometimes we have to be pruned back if we're going to grow more. See, pruning removes deadness. You, how about a Christian? You got any deadness in your life? Yeah, we're all prone to that. Distraction, decline, drift, disobedience. Pruning is painful, but it's purposeful. You know, what is it? God removes what is hindering so he can grow what is helping. Think about that. See, in a healthy church does not fear pruning. See, when God convicts, that's a good sign. So when God convicts us as a Christian, what do? We're to repent. So we're not afraid. We shouldn't be afraid of his pruning. When God closes doors, we just are obedient to follow his leadership. And when God cleans house, we trust him. You know, he does say in verse 2, every branch of me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Have you ever noticed that even when there's long-standing members and they change for whatever reason and they leave, the church doesn't die? I mean, it actually goes up. People are happier. What is it? You say, well, you're being, no, I'm not being mean. I'm not being cruel. I'm just facing the reality. Sometimes God has to prune his church. And if we don't allow him to prune us so that we produce fruit, we produce more fruit, then to prune the church, he might have to remove us. So not every time that happens sometimes, and not everybody who drops out of church or leaves is not necessarily because they're trying to hurt the church or destroy the church. Some just move down the road, go somewhere else, and that's not always a bad thing because God, wants to keep the church healthy. And sometimes people who don't want to grow and produce fruit, they want to go somewhere where they don't have to. I'm aware that not everybody can fit into the Emmanuel Baptist Church. Not everybody can handle the pastor's charming personality. I mean, not everybody is going to be able to do that. I mean, meeting with the staff men today, one of the statements I made to them, this is not a ministry for you to get comfortable in. You get comfortable, there's a problem. Because God did not save us to be comfortable. He saved us to grow, produce fruit. And if we produce fruit, he prunes us so that we can produce more fruit. Number 3, a healthy church prioritizes abiding over activity. Verse 4, abide in me and I in you. A church can be busy without being fruitful. It can be busy without being fruitful. As the pastor, I have to balance us being busy competing with that which produces fruit. We have to be, because our responsibility is to produce fruit. God will judge us if we're not producing fruit because that's what our existence is for. Yeah, well, we have all these activities. Well, God's going to be like, well, you're not producing. They're not. What fruit are they producing? Now, I believe in fellowship, and I believe in having those things, and I believe that we're among each other. It held out as a fellowship, and iron sharpened iron. I believe in all of that. But there's a balance of that because you can't be just being busy doesn't mean fruit is going to abide. We're going to produce fruit. A church can be busy without being fruitful. Abiding means staying close to him, staying clean, staying connected. staying dependent, staying obedient, staying yielding. Abiding, don't miss this, is not something you do. It's the position, it's the posture of your heart. See, there are a lot of unhealthy churches that do a lot of good, but they're not producing spiritual fruit. We can do a lot of good and even do a lot in the name of Christ while drifting away from Him. There's a lot of people who do quote-unquote spiritual things, but the whole time they're drifting from Christ. You know how many churches have gone apostate in the name of Christ? Because we're busy, we get busy doing things that are good, and we're not connected to the vine. We're not abiding in Him. Healthy churches remain connected, reliant on Him. Number four. You still with me? A healthy church rejects independence. Now, I'm not talking about autonomy. God's church is supposed to be autonomous, meaning we only answer to Him. We don't answer to another church. We don't answer to another convention. We don't answer to a board. We don't answer to another pastor across town, and vice versa. Each church, a New Testament church, is independent. We are autonomous of others. But that does not mean we are independent of Him. Because John 15, 5 says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do some things. Is that what the Bible says? For without me you can do most things. It says without me. Now how many of you believe every word is in the Bible because God put it there with the meaning that word has? So God says without me ye can do nothing. But in our pride, in our self-dependence, we will challenge what Jesus said when He says nothing, and we'll change it to, I can do some things. We can accomplish most things. But Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Church disconnected from Christ may look active, but spiritually it's powerless. Powerless. Let me give you some signs of an independent church that we must stay away from. Prayerlessness, pride, programs without power, souls not being saved, a spirit of self-reliance, a focus just on results, not relationship. See, results are a result. The right results are because of a relationship. That's a sign of an independent church is we focus on all those things. Self-reliance. I can do it. Let me give you some signs of a dependent church. Strong prayer. Humility. Sensitivity to the Spirit. How sensitive are you to the Spirit? Are you sensitive enough to let God change your mind about something? To the Spirit, change your mind. Glory going to Him. Well, I did this for the church and nobody thanked me. We all like to get gratitude, but did you do it for the church or did you do it for God? And if you did it for Him, He got the glory. He's happy with it. Let's be happy with the fact that He's happy. Amen. The glory going to Him, fruit that only God could produce. See, we have to be careful as a church, and I don't think this is going on, but we got to be careful not to manufacture results. See, that's the problem with contemporary type services. They manufacture a spirit. So I went there and there's a spirit there. You are 100% right. I will not argue with you on that. You can manufacture a spirit. You can work up a spirit. You ever been to a ball game? I didn't get a spirit. You can do that. That's different from God's spirit moving. And if you have felt God's Spirit, you don't want to trade that for a cheap knockoff. Because that's a dependent. We are dependent on Him for that. That's fruit that only He can produce. A healthy church knows it cannot do anything eternal without Him. And by the way, that's our goal, is to do what's eternal. Number five. Number five. A healthy church experiences answered prayer. So we can tell if we're a healthy church or not if we have answers to prayer. John 15:7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. That's a pretty clear promise, isn't it? And some say, well, I can't get answered prayer. Well, how connected are you to the vine? Now, I know we also ask for things to be His will, and sometimes like, well, I asked Him and He didn't give me. No, He said no. He can say no. God's allowed to say no. But we can have, a healthy church will have answered prayer. This is given not to every Christian. This promise is not to every Christian. It's to those connected to the vine. It's not to the unhealthy. It's not to that dying tree. It's not to, it's the one connected. This is the context. If you are abiding in me every day and you're dependent on me and you're getting the nourishment and strength from me, go ahead and ask me anything. I'll give it to you because you're connected to the source. You're connected to the power. See, when you are, say, why is that? Why can He make that promise? Why does He make that promise? That's a pretty strong promise. Ye shall ask what ye will. He is saying, I can ask Him anything I want to. Are you looking in your Bible? And it shall be done unto you. See, well, how can that be? Well, when you're abiding in Him, what you ask Him is aligned with Him. You're not going to ask Him something that will glorify you, but that which would glorify Him. You're going to ask Him to provide so that you can bear fruit. You know why? Because you're abiding in Him, and you know that's what He wants. So when what we ask Him is selfish and what we ask Him is out of His will is because we're not aligned with Him. We're not abiding in Him. Because when I'm abiding with Him, I'm in His Word. I'm in prayer. I'm seeking His desires. I'm producing fruit. I am aligned with what He wants because my source of everything is coming from Him. My strength, my desires, everything is coming from Him. It's aligned with Him. So therefore, we can have answers prayer because when we see something that we must take to God or we see a need, we will be, what does God want in this? Well, what about who was sick and we prayed? How'd you pray? I pray for healing, but I also pray for whatever glorifies you. But we pray selfishly, don't we? We pray, well, Lord, allow people to be saved from this. We'll be aligned with Him. Our request, if we are truly abiding in Him, our requests are going to glorify Him. Our motives will be pure. We'll pray in the Spirit. We'll pray in His will, for His will. See, unhealthy churches pray small, shallow, self-centered prayers. Unhealthy Christians pray small, shallow, self-centered prayers. Now, the way to get healthy is to abide in Him, and then your prayer life will change if you are connected to the source, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're abiding in Him, you want what He wants, your prayer life will change. You can't be away from Him, separate from Him, and then say, oh yeah, I need something from Him. Let me throw it up to Him. You said that I could ask anything. If you're connected to Him and you're in fellowship with Him, you're abiding with Him so you can produce fruit. you're going to know how to ask for what will glorify Him. See, the truth is, see, healthy churches pray bold prayers. Prayers that will advance His cause. If I could say this to some, even preachers and other Christians who have belittled the things that I've asked God for because they're so big, if you were plugged in like I was plugged in, you'd be reminded that if Jesus could conquer death and hell, and if God could speak the stars into space, what I'm asking for is little. And what I'm asking for, can only God do it. And if He sees fit to do it, guess who's going to get the glory for it? Not me. They're going to say, how in the world? It had to be God, because it couldn't have been Him. It's powerful because we're fruitful. We want to get more for God. Let's get more fruit. You know, the more people that get saved, the more people that are growing, the more people that are abiding, the more prayers that are prayed. Number six, a healthy church bears much fruit. Look at verse number 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Fruit is not optional for the Christian. Fruit is the natural outcome of abiding. So if an apple tree produces apples, is anybody surprised? Because that's a natural. You're surprised when an apple tree doesn't produce anything. That's not natural. Sadly, in most churches, we're surprised when a Christian bears fruit. Like it's unnatural. And the natural thing is for a Christian not to bear fruit. But we ought to look at our own life, and I'll be able to look at a church and say it's not natural for them to not bear fruit. It's a natural thing for a Christian to bear fruit. Because God doesn't have the capability to bear fruit in your life. If you're plugged into Him, if you're abiding in Him, that's the natural. So what does that fruit look like in a healthy church? Souls are saved. Lives are changed. Relationships restored. Disciples are made. Missionaries are sent. Leaders are developed. There's spiritual maturity. The unity of the church is strengthened. There's obvious joy. There's sacrificial giving. The Word of God is obeyed. The Spirit is honored. See, a fruitless church is a sick church. A fruitful church is a healthy church. And this is what we got to be reminded of. I want us to be healthy in every regard. And if God wants to pad the budget, I'll let Him do it. But I'm more concerned with are people going to get saved on Sunday than how big the offering is going to be. Because I want people to be saved. The bills of the Emmanuel Baptist Church are not my bills, they're God's bills. I want people to be saved. And if we change our focus and say, well, let's put things in order the way we think they ought to be. And I've been in meetings years ago, and this is one of those prunings that needed to happen. I didn't expect God to cut down half the tree, but I mean, it needed to happen. And everything needs to be run like a corporation. Well, you can't run a church like a corporation and it still be a church like God describes. Because a healthy church, the signs are going to be there are people getting saved. Everybody okay with this? Is God happy? Are lives being changed? I get numbers sent to me. I want to know what the attendance is. I want to know all those things. I want to plan all those things out. But I can stand right here on Sunday morning and Sunday night, and I can get a pretty good idea of how healthy the church is. I can tell who got saved. I know who's getting baptized. I know who's joined the church, and I can watch people. Are they changing? Are they growing? That's the sign of God doing something that only I can't do that. Pastor, will you fix me? I can't. But God can. I'm here to say plug into Him. No, just give me a formula. I am. It's God. Be in church. Every time the doors are open, read your Bible. Let me give you a plan for the Bible. Learn how to pray. Stop doing the things that you know God says don't do. Make Him happy instead of making you happy. And you know what will happen? You'll start getting healthy. That's why we cannot have revival in our churches by getting the Republicans in. By the way, I hope you know, both sides of the aisles are the enemy of the United States, in my opinion. That's my opinion. But I'm not going to bring politics into it today. The whole point is, Jesus is the answer. And we got to be plugged into Him. And we can't say, well, we have to do that. No, we have to be plugged into Jesus. You cannot legislate righteousness. Only Jesus. You think unrighteous people want to be live by righteous laws? No. So we have to be righteous people. Number 7. I think everybody's still with me. A healthy church. By the way, that's why if we want our church to be healthy, fruit's the focus. Fruit's the focus. How can I keep my church healthy? Let's have some fruit. Let's see some souls saved. Let's see some prayers answered. Let's see some growth. Well, I want to help my church. What can I do? Help us produce fruit. Let's spread some seed. Sometimes you got to pick the weeds after you've planted the seed. We might have to help people. That's how we have some fruit. God's powerful enough to take a life and clean it up. Well, not if you don't go give them the seed. Not if you don't go give them the word. Not if you don't plug them into Jesus. That's important. Number 7. I think this is the last one. A healthy church glorifies the Father above all. Verse 8 again. Herein is my Father glorified. Well, I just want to bring glory to God. How many of you would say that tonight? Good. Let me tell you how to do it. No. I know how to. No. You want to glorify God the way you want to glorify God. You want to glorify God the way that doesn't put pressure on you. Oh, I just lost you all in that. What does verse 8 say? Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. I think you ought to be in. Thank you for being in the midweek Bible study tonight. I do my best to prepare something to make it worth you leaving work and coming and dragging your kids here, dragging your husband here, all those things. Thank you for being here. But let's be honest. Compared to what Christ did for us, we're not making that much of a sacrifice. My point is, if we want to glorify Him, we have to produce fruit. Now, if you're faithful to the Bible study, you will grow as a Christian because you're abiding in Him. It's one more time you're hearing the Word of God. It's one more time the Spirit of God can speak to you. It's one more time you can make a decision and say, you know what, I need to adjust that. I need to change that. I need to add that. I need to subtract that. But if we're going to glorify Him, we bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. It takes a little bit more than putting on a t-shirt that says, I have decided to follow Jesus, to actually be a disciple. It takes more to use than using the buzzwords to be a disciple. Yeah, this isn't a whole study on discipleship tonight. We'll kind of stick the context, but let me remind you that A disciple picks up his cross. Says, bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. So you need to bear fruit in order to really be his disciple so that you can really glorify him. See, fruit is not about impressing people. Comparing churches, building egos. Fruit is about one thing. The Father is glorified. See, a healthy church exists for the glory of God, not the comfort of man. I've said this often. I know you all 100% agree with me. I'm not concerned about if any of us is happy with what goes on here. I'm concerned about, is God happy? If he's happy, we can be happy. Is he glorified? But can I tell you, if you'll grow, that glorifies him. And we hear, and the church makes a difference. I'm not going to minimize the church. I'm talking about a healthy church. Next year, I'm going to be teaching an extended series on the church. I believe we need a revival of church attendance, a revival of church dedication, a revival of sacrifice in the church. I believe all that. But when we say the church changed my life, what we're really saying, if our life has really changed, is I learned how to abide in Christ better so that I'm connected to the vine. So my life was changed. Or he gave me the church as his institution to serve him so that I could bear some fruit for him. Therefore, I've brought some glory to him. Everybody with me on that? You're staring at me like you're confused. So when fruit is produced, you have to be able to acknowledge God in that. Well, I produce fruit. Say, well, I produce fruit. And that's why, oh, we got to be careful. I'm going to lose some of you on this. Turning Point USA is not bringing revival to our country. Wasn't it amazing, the thing, the revival thing? Now, I'm thankful that God speaks to everybody, and if God does business in a man's heart, they can be saved. They don't have to be attending the Emmanuel Baptist Church. I think we all agree in that. But man-made institutions aren't going to be glorified. God's got to be glorified. That's what fruit is about, the Father being glorified. A healthy church exists for the glory of God, not the comfort of man. God is seen, Christ is magnified. The gospel is advanced, church is strengthened, the world is reached. How healthy of a Christian are you? Are you producing fruit? It's unnatural for a Christian to not produce fruit. You know what it signifies? It signifies that we're not abiding in him. You're not attached to the vine. You say, well, Pastor, I could never lead a soul. You know how many people have said that, and then once they stayed attached to that vine? I got courage I never thought I would have. I knew exactly what to say. Or I didn't know what to say. And they still got saved. Or I invited them to church. They came to church. I'm not a prayer warrior like some people are, but I can say, Lord, if you would, and he answered that prayer. It's being abiding in him. If you abide in him, the natural result of that is fruit. Might I remind you, there's fruit of the Spirit as well. Joy. If you turn that frown upside down, that'd be a sign of abiding in Jesus. If you're always grumpy and upset, and you've got no joy, you know what you're saying to the world? I'm not spending time with Jesus. Well, Pastor, how can you say that? How can you say that you spent time with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the person who shed his blood and saved you from hell? How can you say you spent time with him when you're still grumpy? If you abide in him, there's going to be fruit. There's going to be a result. That's why preaching the word is always going to be the focus. That's why even in our children's Sunday school classes, we are teaching a Bible lesson. The same one that's in all the adult classes. Well, they can't comprehend it. Half the time, you can't comprehend it. They do comprehend it. They do get more than you think they get. But what is it? It's we want them connected to the vine. I'm not against using different things to teach the truths of God to children, but they don't need to be connected to a program. They need to be connected to Jesus. And as adults, as we continue to mature in Christ, doesn't matter how long you've been saved, you haven't got there yet. So I say, as we continue to mature in Christ, it's important for us to stay connected to Him. Let me wrap this up, and all God's people said. The root determines the fruit. If the root is deep, the fruit will be abundant. If the root is shallow, the fruit will be small. Here's what we need to do in our church. I would say in churches in general, but I'm not responsible for other churches. I'm only responsible to pastor this church. So here's what we need to do. If we want to analyze a church, let's, instead of analyzing every decision that's made that really doesn't matter, what do I mean by that? You know, well, what kind of soap is in the restrooms? What time does the service start? This decision was made in this way. Instead of us all analyzing all of those things, why don't we analyze us and ask the question, are we abiding? Are we praying? We say, would you pray for this? Are you praying? Pray for this person. Are you praying? I wish so-and-so would, they got saved and they hadn't been in a couple weeks. I wish they would come back. Are you praying? A wish never helped anybody. But a prayer has. Are you praying? Or let's analyze, let's examine ourselves. Am I bearing fruit? Am I bearing fruit? Is there fruit? Is there evidence that I've spent time with you? That I didn't just, you know, bump into Him? That I am spending time with Him? You think of Peter when he was trying to, when he ended up denying Christ. He got called out because it was obvious that Peter spent so much time with the Lord that he spoke like one of those Galileans. This is who you are. You're with Him. That's different than bumping into Him. You bump into Him, He'll change your life. But you spend a lot of time with Him, it ought to be evident. Are we resisting the pruning? Maybe God is doing some pruning in your life right now. Maybe you've been looking at it wrong. I've been doing everything I know to do. Maybe God's trying to prune you so you can produce more fruit. Maybe the pruning is going to cause you to pray more. Maybe the pruning is going to remove some things from your life. Maybe the pruning is going to put your eyes on Him more, make you more dependent on Him. Don't resist it. Are we relying on ourselves? Are we relying on our ability, our talent? Our means. See, healthy churches are not built by accident. They're built through abiding. We have to stay focused on Him. We have to spend time with Him. See, we can gather together at a Bible study and I can give you what God has put on my heart to prepare for you. But I cannot go home and abide in Christ for you. You have to do that. This is why you'll get that spiritual charge on Sunday, that spiritual charge on Thursday, and by the time it rolls back around, And this world beats up on us, and church is a good place to get that charge. But if the only time you're depending on getting something from God is when we meet together, you're not going to have a lot of fruit because you're not getting what you need to get from the vine. I hope we are reminded of this and we grasp this. So what do? Healthy churches aren't built by accident. We have to pray. We have to obey. We have to surrender. You have to endure. Let's ask God to prune us, purify us, and produce fruit in us that will last for eternity. That's what I want for this church. I think it's what we want for this church. We want fruit for eternity. I'll share this and I'll be done. Last week, I got a message through social media. I didn't recognize the name at first because it was a little bit different name. But it was she's younger than me. She was a junior high girl who rode our buses, but was also in my teen church back when I had teen church. And y'all were a rougher crowd than that teen church was, let me say. We had some great times in that teen church. We had some great days in that teen church. And she sent me a message thanking me. She's in a horrible, horrible home life. Thanking me for the preaching, thanking me for all of those things, and she's got a family now. She still goes to church. And she says, you remember the time? She asked how my dad was doing. She said, remember the time you and your wife came to pick me up when I was in 7th or 8th grade and you took me to dinner and your mom and dad was there? And honestly, I didn't remember that. But I vaguely, I'm an old man now, I can't remember everything. But she said, made a few comments and she summed it all up and she said at the end, she said, thank you, and it must have seemed like sometimes we weren't paying attention. She said, but I paid attention every single week, and it made a difference. And what she was saying, she was not saying you made a difference. What she was saying is, you connected me to the vine in those hours that I could escape. It was a horrible situation. She got connected to the vine. See, what is that? That's fruit that remains. That's fruit we don't always see. That's the point I'm trying to make to close this. If there's one story like that, there's 1,000 stories like that. Of eternal fruit that will remain that we don't always see. But was produced because the church was plugged into the vine. We can keep producing fruit. We can see souls saved. We can still be involved in worldwide missions. We can still train another generation. We can still see lives transformed. That's the fruit that we want to see. We may not be the most popular church. I can pretty much guarantee you that. We may not be the most mainstream. You know, we meet in a mosque for now. But, you know, it's about what are we laying up over there? You know, and as you have a Sunday school class in your living room, you have a Sunday school class on a public school campus or in a hotel conference room, bear in mind it's about plugging into the vine and the fruit that is produced. That's what is important. The fruit trees don't all have to be planted underneath this. They're planted in your homes. They're planted with your children. They're planted at the workplace. Let's stay abiding in Him. Father, help us to be